This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republicans are leaving the RNC united behind Donald Trump. State Party Chair Brian Schimming says it's in stark contrast to Democrats and President Biden.
The Democrats are a party in disarray. They are a party in panic.
Democrats, meanwhile, won't let voters forget about Project 2025. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley.
Trump, J.D. Vance, and their MAGA allies' agenda to destroy our democracy.
Vice President Kamala Harris is set to visit Milwaukee Tuesday. It would be her fifth visit to Wisconsin this year. It comes as more and more leading Democratic politicians and donors are calling for President Biden to step down from the campaign. Republicans leaving the RNC say they're disappointed by the way President Biden's handlers have managed public concerns about his age and health. Wisconsin State Treasurer John Leiber.
To be told for weeks and weeks, everything's fine, it's a cold, it's jet lag, or whatever, and now finally come to the realization that they can't hide it anymore, and so now finally is their last option, they're telling the truth.
Pressure is mounting on President Biden to drop his re-election bid. Yesterday, his deputy campaign manager was outside the RNC pushing back.
Look, the president has said it several times. He's staying in this race.
That's Quentin Folks. Meanwhile, progressive commentator Matt Rothschild says it's time for Joe to go.
It's just a fact, a demonstrable fact that Biden's over the hill.
He spoke with Civic Media. Multiple reports indicate Biden could end his re-election campaign any day now. The richest woman in Wisconsin says the American dream is under threat. Diane Hendricks had a speaking role at the RNC last night. She told a story about how she and her late husband founded ABC Building Supply and how hard it is to build a company from scratch. Two Republican state lawmakers want ballot drop boxes monitored by law enforcement and cameras in Wisconsin. The bill from Representative Scott Krug and Senator Dan Knodel would require round-the-clock monitoring for drop boxes. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The CrowdStrike outage that caused grounded flights and media disruptions worldwide has impacted local airports like the Appleton International Airport. Jesse Funk.
It is affecting the airport. The FAA has gone into a ground stop, so we have a few flights that are departing, but for the most part, we're telling people to check with their airline. We've seen some cancellations already and others delayed.
Funk says EAA traffic has not been affected. 7 days of air shows and activities, visitors from 92 countries, over a half million people. It's enough to make Oshkosh famous, says Dick Napinski, Director of Communications for EAA Air Venture.
If you go around the world and talk to a pilot and say the word Oshkosh, they know exactly what you're talking about. Either they've been there or they know somebody who's been there or they want to get there because there is no place that puts this scale and scope of people and aircraft in one place like we do at EAA Air Venture.
The fly-in is next week, the 22nd through the 28th. Visit EAA.org for schedules and information. Seven people are being charged with what Brown County authorities call the dismantling of a, quote, large-scale drug trafficking organization. Brown County Sheriff Todd Delane.
It is believed that this drug trafficking organization was the largest distributor of fentanyl in Brown County.
12 kilos of fentanyl, 4 kilos of cocaine, 748 grams of methamphetamine, 460 grams of heroin, and 16 firearms were all seized following a six-month investigation in Brown County and in Chicago. Delane says that's a huge amount.
12 kilos of fentanyl is a significant amount of fentanyl, even if you're in Chicago, Illinois. That's an eye-opening amount.
Green Bay Police Chief Chris Davis says this amount of fentanyl seized shows what an epidemic the problem is in Northeast Wisconsin.
The entire nation is experiencing an epidemic of problems related to illegal drugs, particularly fentanyl and methamphetamine. And this is a huge amount of fentanyl that was seized in this case, and it's just another example of that problem.
The Brown County Task Force, Brown County Sheriff's Office, FBI, and DEA all assisted in the investigation. A Green Bay man has been sentenced to 20 years in prison for distributing fentanyl, resulting in the death of a 17-year-old girl. Court records say 36-year-old Roosevelt Taylor distributed counterfeit Percocet M30 pills containing fentanyl throughout the Green Bay area. Taylor pleaded guilty to the charges. He described himself as a middleman connecting customers to a larger drug organization. A plea hearing for the mother of missing 3-year-old Elijah Vu was postponed yesterday. The lawyer for 31-year-old Katrina Bauer told the court they needed more time to finalize issues. Bauer faces counts of child neglect and obstructing an officer. Previously, she entered a plea of not guilty. Elijah was reported missing February 20th by Bauer's boyfriend, Jesse Vang, who also faces child neglect charges. Elijah has not been found. No one has been charged with the toddler's disappearance in Two Rivers. Bauer will be back in court July 26th. The Wisconsin DNR, Brown County, and Outagamie counties are investigating a manure spill that resulted in a fish kill in Dutchman Creek. A press release says the fish kill was reported Tuesday. The source has not yet been identified. DNR officials say there's no known threat to drinking water wells, but people and pets should avoid the surface waters of Dutchman Creek. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
The Bucks back in action. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks taking on the Phoenix Suns in Las Vegas. Milwaukee's 0-3, looking for their first win in summer league play. Pete Dominguez is serving as the Bucks head coach and was asked, how does their rookie first round pick, AJ Johnson, look so far?
The kid is, he has an infectious personality. He's someone that I think everyone, top to bottom in the organization, enjoys being around. And he just loves being on the court. He loves working. He understands that the learning curve, especially at his position, playing a lot of point guard, is going to be steep. He hasn't been phased at all, and I think he's shown the right attitude, and obviously his confidence is where we need it to be. I don't think it's going to be an issue for him. I think that he's someone that you don't want to stunt his growth by kind of cutting back what you're giving to him. I think you just give him as much as you can and see what he could do with it.
Baseball, the Brewers head to Minnesota to face the Twins tomorrow night. In golf, Garrett Jones of Madison, the winner of this year's State Amateur Golf Championship. The 39-year-old shot an even par, good enough for the win at the Legend at Merrill Hills near Waukesha. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're planning on hitting the theaters this weekend here in Wisconsin, you have one of the most highly anticipated films of the summer hitting the big screen. Twisters, starring Glenn Powell and Daisy Edgar-Jones, opens July 19th. The film has tested well with audiences and is drawing in almost 80% on Rotten Tomatoes. This is a classic summer blockbuster film and is expected to overtake Despicable Me 4 for the top spot at the box office this weekend. And the summer of the horror genre continues with the film Oddity, which is pulling a 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. And with no megastars in the film, you'll be able to really lose yourself in the story. And finally, if you like sitting at home and watching something in the comfort of your own surroundings, I highly recommend Presumed Innocent on Apple. I am 7 episodes into the adaptation of the Scott Turow novel of the same title, and it is absolutely riveting, and I still have no clue who done it. Have fun at the movies or at home. The 2024 Emmy nominations are out. Leading the way with 25 nominations is Shogun, followed by The Bear with 23, and Only Murders in the Building coming in with 21. As far as networks and streamers go, Netflix led the way with 107 nominations, followed by FX with 93 and HBO Max with 91. Emmy Awards will air September 15th on ABC. The comedy world took a hit when it was announced that Bob Newhart passed away Thursday. The Oak Park, Illinois native was a legend in the world of stand-up comedy. His album, The Button-Down Mind of Bob Newhart, was the first comedy album ever to hit number one on the Billboard charts. It also won Newhart 3 Grammy Awards. He went on to have 2 very successful sitcoms in the 70s and 80s, The Bob Newhart Show and Newhart, which ran for a combined 16 seasons. More recently, Bob Newhart was known for playing Will Ferrell's dad, Papa Elf, in the Christmas film Elf. Bob Newhart was 94 years old. In good Hollywood feels news, Ryan Reynolds says he forfeited much of his salary to get the first Deadpool made. What did he do with what little salary he had left? Variety reports that Reynolds gave it to his co-writers, Rhett Reese and Paul Warnick, so they could be on the set with Reynolds and form a de facto writer's room. At this time, I should mention that his per diem on the big budget film is the budget of a small country. Still a nice gesture and a good guy. Can you imagine going through life hearing rumors that your mom slept with Mick Jagger? Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau can. Apparently, his mother, Margaret, attended a Rolling Stones concert and partied with the band after splitting with Trudeau's dad in the 70s. Margaret admits to partying with the Stones, but denies the rumors that she ever slept with Jagger, but joked that in retrospect, she says she would have slept with every single one of them. It's not so bad, Justin. Maybe she meant take a nap. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 80 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 61. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a slight chance of an isolated afternoon thunderstorm. A little more humid with a high of 84. Sunday, partly cloudy, 81. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm.